الله 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 الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الكريم المنان الذي سمى الدين وعظمه وأنزل الكتاب وأحكمه وأرسل محمدا بالحق وعلمه، ثم الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. In the name of Allah, the generally beneficent, the exceptionally merciful. All praises due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful. I testify that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is not his son, but servant and messenger. May his peace and blessings be upon him. He is our souls and those who trail his path till the end of time. Really, the most truthful word is the book of Allah, Al-Quran, and the best of guidance is the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of issues is that which is newly introduced. Has newly introduced issues will be termed innovation, and innovation leads to misguidance. May Allah save you and I from the evil path of misguidance that arrives the door to the peak of hell. Dear listeners, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, من سرته حسنة وساءته سيئة فهو مؤمن. Whoever loves to do good, enjoys goodness, وساءته سيئة, and hates evil, فهو مؤمن. Such a person is a believer. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, خير الناس أتقاهم لله. The best of man, أتقاهم لله, is he who best fears Allah, وَأَمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and he who commands to righteous, وَأَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and he who always condemns that which is evil, وَأَوْصَلُهُمْ لِلرَّحِمِ, and he who connects his relations. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam explaining to us the seed of Iman, he says, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَوَاصُلِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ الْوَاحِدِ. The example of the believers in their love to themselves and their caring to themselves and their bond to themselves, كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ الْوَاحِدِ, is an example of a singular body. A body, إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُضُوٌ, if one part of the body is injured, تَدَاعَى لَهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالْحُمَّ وَالسَّهَرِ, all the entire body feels the pains. So if you have a pain in your head, the whole body continues to feel the pain. And if you're not sleeping, the whole body is not sleeping. This is an example of the believers. They love themselves, they connect themselves, they share things with themselves. We talked about the benefits of being kind, of being good, of being morally loaded and not morally bankrupt. So for this are the ideals of Islamicity, because the true Islam in you reveals his goodness not just to your close ones, to humanity. The Prophet ﷺ said, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَنْفَعُ النَّاسَ, the best of man is he who benefits humanity. So do you benefit humanity? I'm your brother in faith, Abu Rayyan Abdul Hamid Uthman. Before we swing on today's topic, we've got a few questions to deal with. A caller asked that, is it ideal to have graves in a home? We would say Islamically, it's not ideal to have graves in a home. May Allah forgive us for the ones we've done in the past. But, you know, having graves in the home would reveal the following. Foremost, it would bring in seeing for those who would commit it. For example, when you have graves in the home, people would come to sit on it, people would dry their clothes on it, people would come to chat on it, sometimes people would come to relax on it, especially in a locality and probably in the family houses and all that. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, لَأَنْ يَجْلِسَ أَحَدُكُمْ عَلَى جَمْرَةٍ, for any of you to sit on a burning coal, فَتُحْرِقَ ثِيَابَهُ, and it burns his clothes, حَتَّى تُفْضِي إِلَى جِلْدِهِ, till it burns to his skin, خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِنْ أَنْ يَجْلِسَ عَلَى قَبْرٍ, it is better for him than sitting on a grave. So this is to say that the evil that it brings is much more enough for us to turn away from burying in the graves. Secondly, the Prophet ﷺ enjoined us to bury our dead ones in a cemetery where believers are there. When the blessings of Allah descend, it descends on all of them. And then when someone comes to visit his family, he would come to visit and say blessings to everyone in the graveyard. So thirdly, it is evil to have graves in a home, because the Prophet ﷺ said, لَا تَجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قُبُورًا, do not make your homes graveyards. See, this is to say that it would not be righteous that you have graveyards in a home. Do not make your home graveyards. So fourthly, to make it unlawful also, is that it brings you to associating partners with Allah. When you have sorrows in your heart, and then the grave of your father or your mother is just right by the corner or behind the house, you'd quickly want to rush to the place and quickly want to ask, Father, please, I'm in a problem, could you just help me? And then you're leaving Allah to ask something else, someone Allah has created, forgetting the Creator and asking from the Creator. So we're saying that it is ideal that believers bury people in the cemetery and not in the home. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam condemns it. An authentic hadith, he said, نَهَى الرَّسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَنْ تَجْصِيصِ الْقُبُورِ. The Prophet condemns the act of cementing the graves. وَأَنْ يُبْنَى عَلَيْهِ, and that we should not deal upon it. It also means you shouldn't bring your graves to the homes also. This is to say that. And also, وَأَنْ يُقَعَدَ عَلَيْهِ, the Prophet ﷺ said it is also detested that you should sit on a grave. So all of these are enough to say that we shouldn't go sitting or burying our people, our dead ones, at home, our dead ones, those who have been buried, and those who have buried the dead ones at home, for they have done it ignorantly. But it is evil when you have people buried and in a house and where you have air conditioner for the dead one, a standby generator. This is not ideal. Subhanallah. May Allah forgive our sins. The second question before we go on, a sister asked this question, that could you go to a scholar, maybe a fortune teller, a sorcerer, that could forecast for you your future, that would tell you what you're going to do tomorrow and what is going to happen to you tomorrow and the kind of husband you're going to marry or the kind of wife you're going to have in the nearest future? They're wrong to do such. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Surah An-Naml, Allah says, قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. O Muhammad, tell them, there is no one in the heavens and the earth that knows the unseen. No one knows the unseen. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the unseen. It is He who can tell the unseen. So there is no one. If the Prophet himself can say, لَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمَ الْغَيْبَ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّوءِ. If I do know the unseen, no evil would have afflict me. So the Prophet ﷺ had so much problems in his life. This is to say that if he had known, he would have prevented them, because he didn't know. It is only the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told him that he would know. عَلِمْ الْغَيْبِ, it is He, Allah, that knows the unseen. فَلَا يُظْهِرُ عَلَى غَيْبِهِ أَحَدًا, and he makes known the unseen to no one إلا من ارتضى من رسوله, except those he has chosen amongst his prophets. And you know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last of the prophets. So how would someone come tell you that you're going to die tomorrow? How would someone come tell you that, oh, you're going to fail tomorrow? Oh, you're going to marry someone that's going to kill you? All of these things are out of faith, and you don't have to believe in any of this. So jurisprudentially, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us the situation of those who go visit this kind of scholars. He says, "من أتى كاهناً أو عرافاً, whoever visits a sorcerer or a magician, فصدقه بما يقول, and believed in whatever he says, فقد كثر بما أنزل على محمد, such a person has disbelieved in what was revealed unto the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is the Quran. It means you have disbelieved in the Quran. So do not go to a magician or sorcerer. Maybe the person uses sand, or maybe he uses a rosary or something of such. All of this thing would mean forecasting the future, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can tell you what would happen tomorrow. The Prophet says, مفاتيح الغيب خمسة, the keys to the unseen, there are just five. You do understand them. Well, I would read them out. The Prophet said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ, for Allah alone belongs to knowledge of the end of time. وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ, it is He who knows when it's going to rain, how it's going to rain. We can only assume and guess. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ, it is only Allah that knows what is in the womb. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا, and no soul knows what would happen to it tomorrow. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ, and no soul knows where it's going to die. Dearest listeners, these are the answers to the few questions our listeners have asked. An aspect of the Islamic character, the ideal Muslim, how he's going to present himself to the society. We've talked about morality in totality. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whoever guards himself with modesty and shyness has certainly guarded his faith. Do not forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O son of man, إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْتَقِدُونَ أَنَّنِي لَمْ أَرَاكُمْ, if you're thinking that I do not see you, فَالْخَلَلُ فِي إِيمَانِكُمْ, suddenly there's a problem in your heart. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْتَقِدُونَ أَنَّنِي أَرَاكُمْ, but if you believe in that I do see you, فَلِمَا تَجَعَلُونَنِي أَهْوَلَ النَّاظِرِينَ إِلَيْكُمْ, why do you just pretend that I do not see you? Why do you commit the sins and still think that I do not see you? Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى, do you not think that Allah sees all? Do you not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees everything that you do? هَلْ إِيمَانْ عَرْيَانْ, your iman is naked. لِبَاسُهُ التَّقْوَى, the clothing for iman is piety. وَزِينَتُهُ الْحَيَاءُ, and the adornment for iman is shyness, being modest, being reserved. مَنْ كَسَ الْحَيَاءُ ثَوْبَهُ, whoever guards his clothing with modesty, كَسَ ثَوْبُهُ حَيَاءَ, makes his garment, his modesty. لَمْ يَرَ النَّاسُ عَيْبَهُ, no one would see his misdoings, no one would count his minuses. Do you not know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had explained that it is only without shyness that you can do anything you like? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, إِنَّ مِمَّا أَدْرَكَ النَّاسِ مِنْ كَلَامِ النُّبُوَّةِ الْأُولَى إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِ فَاصْنَعْ مَا شِئْتَ, amongst the things that people of the ancient have met from the Prophet of God, it is that they say to them that if you're not shy, do whatever you like. So if you see someone dressing so crazy or presenting himself so useless, then you should know that there's no shyness. The iman in the person is diminished. That's what it means. Listen to the words of scholars. Al-haya yab'ath ala kulli fi'lin murih. Shyness encourages you to do all sorts of righteous things. وَتَرْكُ كُلِّ قَبِيح. And it enjoins you to turn away all sorts of evil things. رَأْسُ مَكَارِمِ الْأَخْلَاقِ. It is a crown of all morality. Because if you claim to be morally uploaded, fortified, then you are not shy, then you have nothing of morality. وَزِينَةُ الْإِيمَانِ. It is the adornment of faith. The beauty of those beautiful beards you're growing, the nice hijab you're wearing, it is when you're shy. Can you imagine a sister with hijab dancing on the street? There's a street jams in the society and she's there dancing publicly to people to see. Subhanallah. How can it be that someone with beards, as people are looking at you, oh, scholar, brother, and then only to want to stab someone? And then there's no shyness in your iman. The adornment in your faith is dead. شعار الإسلام. It is the flag of Islam. صفة محمودة. It is an applaudable character. The Prophet ﷺ says, المؤمن عفيف لين. In another narration he says, عفيف حي. The ideal believer is عفيف, is contented. You always see contentment in him. When you see a lady dressing so crazy, going out in the streets, it shows in her that she's not contented. She's a vulture trying to prey. And then when you see someone so reserved, then it's showing contentment. Hayy, shy. Then such a person talks so soft. Such a person, God himself. لأن الحياء قوام الإيمان. Because the shyness is the backbone, is the pillar of faith. Do you not know the Prophet ﷺ said, الإيمان بضع وسبعون شعبة. Faith is 70-fold and little more. أفضلها لا إله إلا الله. The better of this faith is to say لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله and believe solely in it. وأدناها إماطة الأذى عن الطريق. And the least of this righteousness is to remove evil away from people. والحياء شعبة من الإيمان. And shyness is a branch of this faith. Can you see, brothers and sisters, dearest listeners, without Iman, you cannot be classified a Muslim. And then without Haya, then there's nothing to say about your Iman. Can you see the similitude? لأن الحياء يصرفك عن الشر. This modesty turns you away from evil things. ويحثك على الطاعات. It forces you to do the righteous things. ويجعلك تترك المعاصي. It helps you to turn away, to shun all sorts of evil things. ويمنع من التقصير في الشكر. It helps you to be grateful to Allah at all times. The Prophet ﷺ says, الحياء لا يأتي إلا بخير. Shyness would always come with greatness. It always come with goodness. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, Al-haya khayrun kullu. Modesty is good in totality. Do you not forget the story of a sahabiya that lost her child in a battle? She was trying to look for him to bury him. And then there comes this companions looking at her with dissent, trying to mock her, having covered her face, having used hijab, and still guarding her modesty even when she lost her child. Do you remember what she said? She said, لَأَنْ أَذْرَى فِي وَلَدِي خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْأَذْرَى فِي حَيَائِي. She said, it is better I'm mocked than my child is dead, than for me to be mocked for losing my modesty, my shyness, my reservedness. How can you be in a public and then you're dancing, people touching your body and all of these things, and then you say you're catching phone, people pouring alcohol on you, just for you to touch phone. All these things are just evil. This is not iman. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes it clear to us that being shy, being modest, being reserved does not mean not speaking the truth. Iman helps you to be courageous, and it helps you to speak the truth at all times. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Usama ibn Zayd, when he came defending a woman that stole, that atashfa ya Usama, atashfa fi haddin min hududillah, are you trying to defend, to intercede for someone in something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a law? If my daughter Fatima steals, I would certainly chop off her hands. The Prophet ﷺ only trying to establish the laws of Allah and given a similitude that is so severe, just to tell us that justice is in faith, and haya, mildness, and shyness, modesty, does not mean shunning away from the truth. There's a lot to say about shyness, dearest brothers and sisters in faith. But guarding the private part is also part of shyness. For brothers, you should also cover your tie. For this is also part of haya. The Prophet ﷺ saw someone working and he's not covering his tie. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, غطي فخذك, cover your tie. فَإِنَّ الْفَخْذَ مِنْ عَوْرَةِ الرَّجُلِ, for the tie is amongst the nudity of a man. Dearest listeners, I'm your brother in faith, Abu Rayyan Abdul Hamid Uthman. For questions, advice and inquiry, you could call the line 080-3045-4903. 080-3045-4903. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الله 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 الله